Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network, heard across the USA. And you know, it's the month of January, and here we are in a new year. There's a lot of things that are changing. And so the month of January, we've been talking on the show this month about all of the different things that you need to take care of. It's called Back to Basics. And we have been covering many different areas. And this week, I am so honored to have a dear friend of mine and someone that I probably trust more than anyone else sometimes in the world of estate planning. And it is Mr. Stephen Waltar from Bellevue, Washington. And a little bit about Steve before we start. Steve, first of all, welcome to Answers for Elders. We're really glad you're with us.
I'm glad to be here.
You know, Steve, you are an estate planning attorney. And one of the things I am impressed about is you ended up in estate planning. I know this story a little bit. You originally were in ministerial school, were you not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Princeton Theological Seminary.
Yeah. And then you started, taking care of someone that their estate documents when they passed. Was that what it was? I'm just reminding this story of.
Well, I went to law school after seminary and did various areas of law, but then I was starting to dabble in wills and trusts and probabate, and my mother-in-law died. And I realized it was to go through probate, even in Washington, which is pretty simple. And that's when I realized that I had the mind of an attorney and the heart of a pastor. That's estate planning.
Yeah. And you know, that is really amazing. And you've been practicing in Bellevue, Washington for over 20 years. And I know you've helped probably 50 friends of mine, because I always say, you know, there's a lot of great estate planning attorneys, but I really trust you to the nth degree. And so that's why I wanted you on the show. And obviously, this is a new year. And you have been obviously, there's a lot of new things happening and also just things that have changed. So a little bit, like, first of all, there's a lot of us out there that may not have even started or thought about creating a estate plan. Why should people do that?
Yeah, well, last I checked, we all die. So that's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I was in the hospital with someone with a bad cancer diagnosis yesterday. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all of us will eventually die. And if we own a home or if we have children, the need to plan is high. Because without it, it may go to the wrong people, or you may not protect your children. Or if you're married, your spouse could remarry. I mean, it can implode. Sometimes it'll go to the right people, but not the right way.
Right, right. And obviously the different forms and the way that it, you know, there's different ways in which to create an estate plan depending on your particular situation. And obviously, you know, we don't think about who the right beneficiaries maybe should be or not, or things like that, or things change, do they not?
Well, they do. And often we will list our spouse, but, you know, on a, like an IRA or a 401k, but then we don't think about the kids. Mm-hmm. And it used to be you could stretch IRAs over the life of a grandchild, and that stopped with the Secure Act. So there's lots of changes, and people often don't think of the backup beneficiaries, or they've really helped someone through college and loans, one kid and the other kid they haven't. So do they want to kind of equalize things? That won't happen if you don't have your own planning in place.
Yeah, yeah. And then when we talk about estate planning, you just mentioned it's important to have an estate plan if you own property, but there's more than that. It's a will, right? You're talking about who handles my stuff, who takes care of my animals if I pass away. I mean, all of those things, isn't that correct?
Yeah. When I talk about estate planning, I mean, the first part is taking care of you all your life. Yeah. Even spouses can't legally sign for one another, and they can't make medical choices if someone's in the hospital. So maintaining control, having the right agents to, you know, protect you while you're alive, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And of course, then the right people or organizations or grandchildren or whatever when you're gone, that's another big part of it.
Yeah. And so take me an example of, you know, a typical, somebody's never had an estate plan before. What are the kind of things that they should be thinking about?
Wow. So, I mean, often people call me and they say, "Do I need a will or a trust?" I'm like, "I don't know yet. Like, I need to know what people own. I need to know if they're single or married. I need to know if they have minor children, if they have adult children, if they have any special needs children." And, no two plans are exactly the same.
No.
And so, it's a process, I would say. There's a chance you could throw a dart and hit the right thing, but what an attorney does is they want to know the context. And once they know that, then we can say, ah, this is a simple beneficiary designation. Oh, but this one better go to a will or a trust because you want to protect the beneficiary.
And I'm assuming there's a lot of people may have an estate plan that they created a while ago and they think everything's fine. I'm sure that laws change as well, do they not?
Actually, that's my week. New Year's is a time that people
I
think, ah, I'm going to do a
bet.
will, I'm going to review it. There's been substantial changes. I had someone in this week. They did wills 25 years ago. They were naming guardians for their children. They have grandchildren now. So the laws are bad. The estates are different. Sometimes an estate was a million and now it's 3 million. Well, then you have to have estate tax protection, at least in our state of Washington.
Oh wow. And so let's say, for example, someone has created their estate plan, quote unquote, for 5 years ago. How often should someone review those kind of documents?
We have a rule of thumb every 5 years, our clients get to come in and kick the tires and just see. Now, if your agent has gone bad, the kids are going through a divorce, there may be reasons that you need to tell us before that. But I think 5 years is a good rule of thumb. Just like 2 years ago, they changed all the rules on healthcare powers of attorney. So it's like people wouldn't know that. They have the wrong statute.
No,
So
yeah. And this
it's
was federal, the
this
healthcare.
is state. This is a
Oh, this
state
is
one.
state. Okay. So obviously with different rules in different states, there's two, but there's also federal laws that change as well. Is that not true? Am
Yeah,
I?
the federal laws, for the wealthy clients, it's the federal estate tax exemption, which is really high, but it's going to cut in half in like 2 years. But the HIPAA rules was nationwide, and that blew up thousands, if not millions, of estate plans because you can't give authorized consent when you're in a coma. You have to give authorized consent when you have capacity.
And obviously, to think about these scenarios is worth a conversation. And having that kind of conversation with someone like you that deals with that every day, you may want to have your financial power of attorney. Maybe your spouse is incapacitated in some way. You need to figure out the spouse that they if that incapacitated person is not well, they're not capable of being your power of attorney. Those are situations as well that our older generation deals with every day.
Yeah, that's happened to me this week where one spouse is doing very well and would not want her husband. He's got some dementia, and so she would not want him to be the first healthcare power or financial or trustee.
No, and
He
obviously
gets it. He wants to protect her and the family.
And obviously having those conversations is best had, I'm sure, in a conversation with someone like you, that ha can answer those questions,
We can ask the difficult questions and we have
Yes.
attorney-client privilege. So, yeah, whether you involve the children is kind of up to the family. But it's really nice to have an attorney that's comfortable to ask about what do you want upon death? Are you
Well, and
worried
it's,
about your kids and how they'll spend the money?
yeah, exactly. And obviously, dealing with the whole navigating healthcare, navigating all the different options, and an older person, that maybe may be more frail or they don't have the internet access or the ability to gather information in a good way, they may not be the best choice at that particular time.
Right. And going way back, sometimes people think I need a will, which they probably do, but that could be the least important document. It might be their healthcare power of attorney. That might be the most critical document that's not even working properly.
Well, we've got a lot of things to discuss this hour. And Steve, I am very excited to have you with me this hour. And for those of you that are interested in the state of Washington, mainly, you can certainly reach out to Steve. Steve, what is your website again? It's www.
www.waltar, it's my last name, WALTAR.com, Waltar.com.
That's it. And he's in, you are in Bellevue, very easy to park, easy to get to. And Steve and I, we're going to talk this hour a little bit about different aspects of estate planning. And in the meantime, Steve, it's great to have you back. And we're going to be right back right after this. We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.